After about a year and a half of work, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Opportunity Task Force released its long-awaited report Monday on how the economic mobility for the city's less fortunate residents can be improved. The 92-page report included a long list of recommendations that encompasses issues such as child care and segregation. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The task force began its work 18 months ago, shortly after a UC Berkeley-Harvard University report ranked Charlotte dead last of the country's 50 largest cities in terms of economic mobility for children born into poverty. A lot of what the task force's report identified as issues have been discussed many times before: the need for affordable housing, affordable daycare, desegregated housing and schools, more school counselors, and higher wages for workers. But Commission Chairman Trevor Fuller, who pushed for the task force's creation, says the report is calling for different approaches to be taken in working on those issues and more aggressively.
What I say to people is we're already spending a lot of money putting in a system that does not work for everybody. So it's simply a question of us reallocating that money to make opportunity real for people in our community.
A lot of what the report calls for has no funding or clear-cut strategies behind them. That will have to wait. But Fuller says the report gives the city a solid framework to add that substance in coming months and years.
What I've heard from the community is that people are in. What they're looking for is some structure, some direction, some blueprint, which is what we now have, at least a framework. And we can use that now to start put substance on it, start put commitments in, start to allocate resources under this framework. So I'm very excited about where we are and where we're going.
Task Force co-chair Ophelia Gorman-Brown pointed out that the report is not a cure-all or quick fix. She says a lot of obstacles, such as segregated neighborhoods, were intentional decisions made hundreds of years ago that will take a long time to fix.
It is a complex situation, and it will take all of us coming together in a positive sense, not pointing fingers, not blaming, but trying to understand what we all can do together.
Gorman-Brown says the entire city will have to pitch in and take the attitude that the city's problems will have to be tackled differently. And in making decisions, city officials should always ask how they will affect children and families. Charlotte activist Braxton Winston says he's glad to see officials acknowledge that two very different Charlottes exist, but
these are issues that I didn't need identified, and a lot of people that are living in a position where they do not have upper mobility, I don't think this report is needed to tell them about what the problems are. But if the folks that can help with the resources needed this report, then so be it. But it's time now to put those assets and resources to good use.
To carry out the report's recommendations, another task force was created that will have initial staff provided by the United Way and Foundation for the Carolinas. It will be co-chaired by bank executive Andrea Smith and former North Carolina Teacher of the Year James Ford. They say they will have ways to measure long and short-term goals and will seek diverse leaders to be a part of the effort. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.